The following is an excerpt from a talk given by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj on March 2003 in Sridhar, Mayapur, India.
The wonderful, immaculate conception of Lord Chaitanya when he entered into the heart of Jagannath Mishra, like a glowing, effulgent light, and then went to the mind, the heart, and then went to the heart of Mother Sachi. This way, Mother Sachi conceived, and since that time, things started to change in their household. Jagannath Mishra was a poor Brahmin. He was not rich, but then very simple as far as the Brahmanas were concerned. And he, the Brahmanas, they had to do different things to get donations. But now, things change and people just walk up to him. My dear Brahmin, I'd like to give you a donation. And then they start giving him things, gold, rings, clothing. Never experienced, like, this money was coming to him without any effort. It's like Lashmi had come to his house. Just everything had changed. So one day he was explaining this to Mother Sachi, that something has changed now in our house. Everything has become different. And Mother Sachi, she also said, well, I noticed that there's some kind of celestial beings flying in the sky over me, and then they're offering a folded hands and prayers. Sometimes I got frightened at these ghosts or what are they, I don't know, and I chant machine of prayer. Now when devas are normally invisible to human beings, when the devas realized they were being seen by Mother Sachi, she started chanting, Udgramiran Mahavishnum Javartam Sarvatomukam Nishingam Dishanam Padram Nityuritum Namam Yaham Shri Nishingha Jai Nishingha Jai 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 Singha Rasimha. And what's going on? How she sees us? They're running, flying away out of sight, out of distance, out of her vision. We're not supposed to be visible. How can she see us? These devas, they're offering very long prayers. In fact, it's many, many pages in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, the prayers of the demigods to Lord Chaitanya in the womb, where they analyze how there are many, many different incarnations who come in all the yugas, but they give partial mercy. They give liberation, other benedictions, but to get the love of Krishna, that is very, very difficult. That's the most difficult thing to get. Only Lord Krishna himself gives out love of Krishna. But even Lord Krishna doesn't give it out freely. He gives it out only to those who surrender to him. So the devas, they were lamenting how they always miss out on getting this love for Krishna. But they were praying to Lord Chaitanya that this time, in this incarnation, that they could get this priceless jewel, this invaluable gem of pure love for Krishna. And we may take it very cheap, Krishna Bhakti. We don't realize how hard it is to get. Normally, people are motivated to to do religious things because of desire for more sense gratification, or because they want to get liberated from all the suffering, actually have a spontaneous desire to serve Krishna, to have a natural attraction to Krishna, what to speak of even have a love for Krishna, like the gopis naturally have for Krishna, is something very, very special, very rare. Priceless, most valuable jewel that there is. So they were praying for this blessing from Lord Chaitanya. They said, actually, we don't want any material blessings. In fact, in the heavenly planets, we already have too much sense gratification. We don't need any more of that. There's so much sense gratification that it's a big distraction. The only problems we face is sometimes we're attacked by demons who also want to enjoy that sense gratification by plundering it. Otherwise, the biggest problem is we're so much distracted by the sense gratification that we don't try to get your Krishna bhakti. We don't try to get your devotion. We think that this material sense gratification is very nice, and we forget the real happiness. So this way we're cheated. Material nature is cheating us, depriving us from the real happiness, the real ecstasy, the real bliss that we're really hankering for. Because material happiness, even in heavenly quantities, is not fully satisfying. It's very superficial compared to the real happiness and the real experience of love for Krishna, which actually comes from the soul, from the Atma, where all this material happiness is just the sensation and the external mind and senses. So therefore they fell at the feet of Lord Chaitanya and begged him that in this incarnation, please accept us as your devotees, give us this mercy. You're going to be giving out the mercy freely to even the most fallen souls. Please, we, your devotees, don't deprive us. We don't want to be the only ones who don't get the mercy. We should also feel so much anxiety. Being a human being, being born in such a place as the planet Earth, Bharatvarsha, when Lord Chaitanya Sankirtan movement is here, if we blow it, if we miss out, and don't get Krishna prema in this lifetime, we really have messed up our valuable human form of life. What could be the greater wrath? What could be the greater misfortune than to be so close to having pure love of Krishna and not getting it? Selling out for some cheap sense gratification or for some paltry position in the material world, or for some kind of name or fame or anything that Maya can offer us, would be the worst, worst misfortune that we could endure. The devas, they were desperate. If we had only a little bit of that desperation, we take it so for granted, this Krishna consciousness which we got given to us, can't even figure out how we were so, so fortunate. Simply Prabhupada made our fortune for us. He gave us this mercy directly and through his representatives. Even we have no qualifications. Maybe you are all qualified, but I have negative qualifications. Somehow I got in this position to be practicing Krishna consciousness. Even I'm not able to do it at all very well.
This is an audio broadcast of His Holiness Jaya Pataka Swami Maharaj. To receive this audio broadcast on your mobile every day, add the number +91 96819 16108 to your contacts as JPS Archives and send this number a WhatsApp message. Maharaja's message, your advantage.